Anna Hennicot-Schöpkes from Luxembourg. I was president of the Luxembourg Parliament. I was minister for culture, and I was in European Parliament. So my overview of political life is surpassing the borders of the small home country. And Luxembourg is taking a very active part in promoting cultural diplomacy and in promoting integration of all the people, as we said it in the Charter of Fundamental Rights.
But we'll allow Europe as Turkey, because there are very highly educated, very nice people that are living in Europe. So we want to find a solution in the Middle East especially, because the problems are concentrated mostly in the Middle East. Violence, there are internal conflicts, internal wars. So how do you think these problems can be solved, but not militarily, non-militarily?
I think Turkey is playing a key role as when the situation with Iran is now changing, the position of Turkey is crucial. And Turkey as a neighbor country of Syria with many refugees, so the European role of Turkey should be emphasized. And I strongly hope that the talks between the European Union and Turkey will go to the right way this time. Turkey has waited long enough to come to the European family.
Yes, as Turkey, we believe we are part of Europe, and Turkey, Europe is a good example for Turkey, and both Turkey, Europe together against radicalism, looking solution maybe.
Europe has a very big ambition, that is to accept each person with all its cultural beliefs and belongings. And how to transpose this ambition to reality, that's a challenge for all of us and for future generations. In any case, we cannot do it by selling weapons to people who want to continue with violence for solving the problems.
But you said it's very important, because I will give you an example. Just the U.S. spent $1.7 trillion in Afghanistan after September 11 attack until 2012. And this money would eradicate starvation, unemployment, or the fight against fatal diseases for children from the world completely.
Yes, and the utopia of our century would be to have no nuclear power for nobody in the world. That would be the greatest utopia for this century.
Yes, and with the alliance of good people like yourself, we will achieve this goal, definitely. I mean, because humanity has suffered so much in the 20th century and the beginning of the 21st century, but now the good times are coming.
And we try with cultural diplomacy to improve the living together.
Okay, thank you very much. And we would like to invite you to Turkey and do this conference again in Turkey, this beautiful conference, and as our guest in our live TV studios.
It's great pleasure.
It will be very honored. Thank you very much.
Thank you.